Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. It's that time of year again when you grab a spade, a hoe, a garden trowel, and start playing in the dirt. That smell, the excitement of turning fresh earth. But what happens when you lose interest in gardening? How do you rekindle it? Here to tell us about that is Candace Page. She writes for the Savivore section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be here.
You lost the desire to dig. Where did the love go?
I just don't know, but there's clear evidence. If you go into my backyard, the sides of the raised beds have collapsed. There are a few spindly perennial herbs, and it just looks like the army went through and left detritus behind. Although my rhubarb, I have to say, continues to thrive. But everything else, just seemed like a lot of work.
You took a step to get that gardening mojo back. What did you do?
Last week, I went down to Hinesburg and took Julie Roubaud's 60-minute workshop on beginning kitchen gardening. And I have to say, it turned me around.
Is that red wagon plants?
That's right. In the greenhouses at Red Wagon, while we were there, there were 100,000, 200,000 plants growing. Julie supplies plant starts all over Vermont and some in New York and New Hampshire. But what she said was the garden that gives her joy is the little garden outside the back door of her house. And that's a kitchen garden. And her primary message was gardening does not have to be a chore. It does not have to be something overwhelming where you think, oh, God, today I got to go out and plant the garden for the summer. And then she talked to us about her approach, and that was really helpful to me.
So what is a kitchen garden?
Well, a kitchen garden is a small garden as close to your kitchen door as you can put it. There's not a standard list of plants, and that's one of the things that Julie said. There aren't any rules. What you plant in your small space in your kitchen garden is the vegetables and herbs that you love best and are going to want to grab every night, maybe, for dinner. So she talked about what's in her kitchen garden, and in fact, literally outside her back door on the deck, she has a pot with couple kale plants in it so that she can reach out the door in the morning or go out in her pajamas and cut some kale to juice for her morning juice. And she keeps big pots of herbs on the deck as well. And then out in a few raised beds, she has the other things that she loves. A lot of that is salad greens and kale and chard, that sort of thing, maybe a tomato plant or two, one cucumber plant. But the point of the kitchen garden is, what am I going to want for dinner today? And I'm not going to want to hike 100 yards out to the bigger garden.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Candace Page, who writes for the Savivore section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing kitchen gardens. Candy, what tips did you learn at the workshop at Red Wagon Plants?
The most important one for me was, you don't have to plant your garden all at once. You get home from work, you have a four-pack of lettuce or a four-pack of kale or chard with you, go out and put it in the raised bed. Done for the day. Then maybe a few days later, you may want to pull up some lettuce that's getting old and put in four lettuce plants. But the idea is to do it in a small and manageable way.
What about spacing veggie plants and what to do after you harvest some of them?
Yes. So Julie took us outside and we helped her plant. And by the way, you said at the beginning of the program, you want to get out your trowels. No, she says, no. A trowel is a completely useless tool. I think she used her hand to make a shallow trench in the prepared soil. And then she laid out four tiny kale plants because they're starts and left 12 to 15 inches between them. And she said, if you remember one thing, it's don't put your plants too close together. That which gardeners commonly do, she says. It looks like a huge amount of space, but those kale plants are going to get big and bushy. And if you've planted them closer than that, the leaves where they touch and get wet from the rain are going to rot. Insects can get at them. Diseases are encouraged. So give your plants plenty of space.
And then how about when you harvest some of them?
Well, you know, Julie was born in France, and her father is the famous local baker, Gerard Roubaud. So, of course, she is a cook as well. And she keeps chervil in her herb garden. I've barely heard of it. And she puts it in salads every day and uses it in omelets. But many of the things she does are things that Vermont gardeners would do. But my favorite story she told when we were looking at Swiss chard, and she said, you know, in northern France, people grow chard for the stems and they throw away the leaves. She said in what she does with it is she takes off the leaves, which she actually cooks and eats. But with the stems, she cuts them into inch-long chunks, blanches them for a few minutes to cook them some, and then cooks them in a cheesy white sauce with cheese on top with garlic and maybe some rosemary. So, of course, I immediately went home, went out and bought chard because we don't have chard yet, and made this recipe, and it was fabulous. The stems take on this firm, almost, but not quite crunchy, just firm, something to bite on. And of course, the sauce, the garlic infused sauce, is wonderful. And we've been eating it all week.
Now, you really seem to be taken by her message of aesthetics. How's that going to impact your garden this year?
Well, I've really been thinking about that, especially because, in fact, we don't have a lot of room. We're not using the room we have, but I've started thinking about the fence lines. We have rhubarb along one fence line, and we've talked about putting bushes or flowers along the other, but I'm thinking, why not turn that into a mix of blue, green, mauve, purple, and that could be chard, it can be some flowers, and then some of this beautiful kale. So we'll see if I actually get the shovel out, but I'm thinking about it.
Has the love returned?
Yes. In fact, I told my husband we got to rebuild those raised beds and start getting some lettuce and herbs in.
Candace Page writes for the Save a War section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thanks, Rick. I had a great time.